Planning Commission of the City of Rockland, March 21st, 2017 at 6:30 p.m. at the Council Chambers. And I will ask Commissioner Whitmore to lead us in a Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you. May we have a roll call, please?
Commissioner Vass?
Here.
Commissioner Martinez?
Here.
Commissioner McKenzie?
Here.
Commissioner Whitmore?
Here.
Chairman Sloan?
Here. I'd like to take a moment to welcome Michelle Vass, our newest commissioner. Thank you for volunteering your time. And with that, we'll move on to the minutes. And do we have any comments on the minutes from February 7th and March 7th?
So I see we have a blue memo on the minutes with one amendment, being as though Commissioner Voss was excused from the last meeting. So I would recommend we accept the minutes as amended by the blue memo.
Do we need a motion on that, or can we just accept them?
Yeah, your rules say that no motion is necessary. They're just approved as long as someone doesn't comment. So.
Very good. Minutes are approved. Moving on to item 5, correspondence.
No correspondence tonight.
Thank you. And item 6 is an opportunity for citizens to come forward and address the Planning Commission on non-agenda items. So if there are any citizens in the audience that wish to come forward and talk about items that are not listed on the agenda, this is the time to do so. Seeing none, we will move on to item number 7. The Rockland Park Senior Living Time Extension Conditional Use Permit U-2013-03. I believe we have a presentation from city staff.
Yes. Good evening, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, Nathan Anderson, City of Rockland Planning Department. The first of two items I will be presenting tonight is the Rockland Park Senior Living CUP Time Extension. The project, as proposed, is a two-year time extension to an approved conditional use permit, U-2013-03. As approved, the Rockland Park Senior Living CUP allows for the interior conversion of the Rockland Park Hotel for operation of a senior living facility. The project site is approximately 9 acres and is currently developed with the Rockland Park Hotel fronting along China Garden Road. The site includes the primary hotel building, the restaurant, swimming pool, landscape grounds, and the parking lot. The hotel was originally approved in 1994 and was expanded in 1999. A little bit of background on the project. In December of 2013, the Commission approved a conditional use permit to convert the hotel. The project scope allowed for the interior of the existing hotel to be converted for operation of an independent and assisted living facility for seniors. No exterior building or site modifications were proposed at that time, so no design review was required. In 2015, the applicant applied for a conditional use permit amendment and design review to modify the original approval. They proposed to construct a 10,167-square-foot memory care building and to convert the existing outdoor pool area to an enclosed kitchen and dining area. Now, due to those exterior changes, the modifications would require a new public hearing and approval by the Planning Commission. That project is currently on hold at the applicant's request. The Municipal Code currently states that conditional use permits shall expire 2 years after the effective date of the approval, unless a different period of time is allowed by the decision-making body, which is the Planning Commission in this case. In early 2016, the original project was approaching that expiration. On February 2nd of 2016, the Planning Commission approved a one-year time extension to the original Rockland Senior Living Conditional Use Permit. The project as proposed tonight is another extension to the original Conditional Use Permit. At this time, the applicant is requesting a two-year extension to allow sufficient time to work out financing details and to decide whether or not to move forward with the proposed CUP amendment and design review. So this would maintain the ability to convert the hotel as originally proposed with no exterior changes if the applicant chooses, if this extension is granted tonight. The project remains consistent with the requirements of the general plan and the municipal code, and surrounding conditions have not substantially changed since the original conditional use permit was approved. Therefore, staff recommends approval of the 2-year extension as proposed. And I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Do we have any questions for staff?
Nathan, I'm not sure. Is there a maximum number or length of extensions for use permits?
Use permits are pretty silent on it in our code. It's pretty specific when it comes to tentative maps, but it basically just says 2 years unless the approving authority approves otherwise.
So what we're probably most looking for is, has surrounding development changed, you know, that might make this inappropriate as it was maybe appropriate at the time?
Correct.
Something like that. Okay.
That's the normal standard, like we're more used to subdivision map time extensions. Is this application before you still consistent with the original parameters of the approval, and it's a consistent use? So that's generally the approach on subdivision maps, and would be a similar approach here without further information.
Okay. No further questions for staff. We will invite the applicant to come forward and speak at the podium.
Good evening. My name is Bill Mitchell, and I'm representing the Yomar.
Excuse me. I guess my phone wasn't on here. good evening. My name is Bill Mitchell. I'm representing Oakmar Hotels on the time extension, and we would just encourage you to give us the time. We've been held up because of other circumstances. We had an interim developer came in, tied the property up, and they were going to proceed, and then they dropped out, so we're back to the original ownership, and they want to continue with their use permit.
Any questions?
Any questions that I could answer? If not,
any questions for the applicant? Thank you. So at this time, we'd like to invite the public forward to speak on this item.
Good evening. My name is Tom Jones, and I'm representing the China Garden LLC. We are the closest and contiguous property owners, and we support this request for an extension. It's an excellent concept. It serves the Rockland and Placer County demographics. We're hopeful that the owners and developers can put it together and make it work. So we do support it, and looking forward to working in the future with you folks.
Thank you. Anybody else from the public that would like to come forward?
Hi, my name is Richard Villers. We're a little bit closer than you guys are because we live right behind the hotel, down the hill. I was originally excited about the idea of converting it to a senior living facility, but and I think I still support that, but it seems like it's an awfully long, slow, drawn-out process. They have made some improvements to the landscaping, but there's, especially in the back of the hotel, there's lots of dead trees, and we seem to have the same problem we've had with all the previous owners, that the drainage ditch down at the bottom for water overflow never gets cleaned out. It's about halfway done now. It's been stopped for months and months. So I think there should be some conditions attached to the extension that they do a little bit better job of keeping the landscape, maintaining, improving the landscaping, and then maintaining it. So that would be my only concern. That seems to be long, slow, drawn-out process. Like I said, I'll give them some credit that they've made some improvements, but if we're going to wait another 2 years, I'd like to see the landscaping cleaned up before that time period. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Chris Maffei. I'm the president of Secret Ravine Estates. The house is right behind the hotel. I talked to the people cleaning up the landscaping because they were using our road to get into the back to try to clean it. They were saying at the time, I'm going to repeat what they told me, okay, that they were having a money issue with the owners. I don't know who the owners were at the time. They started to clean up the mess. They stopped. Then, I mean, they left their trailer and everything on our property. And then they left, and they finally came back. And he said, oh, this is all I'm going to do. Well, they never finished the job. So it's, and I did have a, when we had the time when all you guys come out, you know, to all our neighborhoods, whatever it was, I took a councilman over there, showed him the problem. He knows about it. I don't know if he's done anything about it, but he looked at it and said it is a problem. So as Richard said, there should be some conditions if you're going to extend it. I have nothing against them, you know, making a senior citizen's place, because they're also talking about building, you know, putting a building next to it, which is an apartment building for seniors. So, I mean, both of them would go hand in hand, but I think they should follow through what they said, because they promised they would clean it up the last time we were here for their extension.
Thank you. Anybody else from the public that would like to speak on this topic?
Good evening. My name is Vicki Villers. I'm also on the board with Chris for Secret Ravine. And I only wanted to add, yes, the cleanup needs to be done, but I would also hope that there's something in place for maintenance in addition to cleanup, that it's maintained. I know that last year was a drought year. A couple trees were lost. Maybe they can be taken out because they're kind of not very pretty. But maintain the hill behind us, or the hotel's behind us, I'm sorry, and that hill offers a lot of privacy, and it's wonderful, and I think it's a great idea that you guys are converting to a senior living facility. I have no problem with that whatsoever, but a maintenance plan for the landscape would be, I think, a good idea.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Anybody else from the public? Okay, seeing none, we'll close the public portion of the, I guess, speaking on this topic, and bring it back to the commission. So we have a couple questions that we can probably point towards city staff. And I'm sure my commissioners will help me if I've dropped any, but the main point being landscape maintenance. What are our tools there for managing that?
There's an active code enforcement case right now with regard to maintenance. I believe it was precipitated when council members brought it to attention to staff's attention, as per Mr. Mathers. I apologize if I messed up the name. Brought it to their attention. And so that is an ongoing code enforcement case. There was requirements in the prior approvals for the hotel that it maintain the landscaping. And so there is no real need for new conditions. Mm-hmm. It's just working with the applicant to get them to do what they're supposed to be doing already.
It's more the enforcement of the conditions in the previous previously approved conditional use permit.
Yes. Okay. And so, and you know, we need the assistance of the residents out there if they don't see things happening on a timely basis to let code enforcement know that things aren't happening. But I do know that code enforcement has been in touch and has been for several months with the applicant, working on with them on an improvement plan, and that is why there has been some improvement. I did not have an opportunity to speak to them today about where they're at the moment.
Okay.
And just a clarification in response to the residents' comments, as this has been noticed as a time extension and not noticed as a conditional use modification, the Planning Commission is limited and not it doesn't have the authority to impose new conditions on what's before us tonight. It's merely noticed as a time extension to approve what was approved before. So just wanted to provide that clarification as well.
Thank you.
I might just build upon that, both of those comments. In particular, Brett's comments, it has been brought to my attention that one of the existing conditions, it's condition under Section 1, maintenance, B, it says, the project, including but not limited to paving, landscaping, structures, and improvements, shall be maintained by the property owners to the standard of similarly situated properties and equivalent use zones to the satisfaction of the Economic and Community Development Director. So while it's true we have a code enforcement tool that manages it and, or will look at it in terms of violations of city code, typically what are city standards, recognizing this particular language, I'll have a conversation with code enforcement as well and probably pay the site a visit to go over some of those items. I can't guarantee that it'll be to the satisfaction of every citizen, but we'll look at that language and we'll look at city codes and we'll try to make sure we reconcile that issue.
Okay, perfect. Any other comments on those topics? Or okay, then I will bring it back to the commissioners for deliberation. Would like to start?
I guess I can. I guess based upon the clarifications from staff, thank you. You answered the questions that I had and the limitations evidently placed in the commission. I would have been the first one to say, yeah, let's put a new condition on it, but since we're unable to do that, I would say based upon the commitments from staff and code enforcement case being active, that I support the two-year time extension. I guess my, not so much a, you know, an encouragement to the applicant to work on those things, especially considering a future use permit modification that may come before us. Being a good neighbor is being a good neighbor, and that helps the situation out now and in the future. So I support the two-year time extension.
I can jump in as well. I sat on the commission the first time that we looked through this a couple of years ago, and I think in general the idea of converting the hotel, which was at that time and I think remains to be not utilized to its full advantage, you know, this was a good concept. And so generally speaking, I'm supportive of the idea of extending the time frame, but I find it a little bit curious that we have an active code compliance issue, and I have noted simply because I live on this side of town and I drive by that property often that there really hasn't been the upkeep of that, that I would also ask the applicant and the city for that matter to kind of reinforce the idea that we want to maintain the landscape and the other issues that the neighbors have brought up. But that aside, I still support the idea of this concept. And I do want to note that, you know, simply by considering extending this time frame by a couple of years, we're not necessarily saying that it will take hopefully two more years to get to this point, but hopefully we'll see something in terms of a change in use prior to that. So I support it.
I have really no more to add. I support it as well for all the same reasons that were mentioned.
I also support.
Okay, very good. And I support the project as well, finding that it is consistent with the surrounding land uses and they have not changed significantly since this was originally approved. And agree that the actions being taken on the landscaping are appropriate. And thank you, Mark, for going out and taking a look at that. I appreciate that very much. And so with that, I support the extension as well. So I'll look for a motion.
I'll make a motion. So I move that the Planning Commission approve resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Rockland approving a two-year time extension for conditional use permit U-2013-03. To allow the conversion of the Rockland Park Hotel for the operation of a senior living facility.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Seeing none, the motion is approved. Thank you. So we'll move on to item number 8. Which is public noticing amendment, zoning ordinance amendment, ZOA 2017-0001. And I believe we have a presentation from Nathan as well.
Good evening again. As you pointed out, the next item on the agenda is the zoning ordinance amendment for public noticing. So the proposed project would modify certain sections of Titles 16 and 17 of the Rockland Municipal Code regarding requirements for public hearing noticing. The Commission may recall similar noticing modifications which were prepared at the end of last year to make noticing consistent with the requirements of Section 65091 of the Government Code. That section requires a 300-foot noticing from property boundaries. So staff came before this body in November with proposing that requirement. During deliberation at the hearing for the City Council, however, of those amendments, Council requested that staff prepare a comparison between Rockland's noticing requirements and other jurisdictions within the area. On January 24th, staff presented those findings to the Council. Now, 7 out of 10 of those jurisdictions complied with Section 65091 with regard to the 300-foot noticing. However, 3 of them, the cities of Elk Grove, Rancho Cordova, and Sacramento, all required a 500-foot noticing radius. And in addition, some of the jurisdictions even required additional caveats to increase noticing requirements for certain situations, or if the number of property owners receiving notices fell below a specific number. Based on these findings, staff was directed on January 24th by the City Council to prepare revisions to increase the noticing requirements to 600 feet. In addition, it was requested that a minimum of 40 parcels would be required to be noticed as part of these revisions. To accomplish this, staff is proposing a new section be added to the Municipal Code under Chapter 17.02, General Provisions. This new section, which would be 1702.080, Public Hearings and Noticing, would apply to all entitlements which require public noticing. This increases the noticing radius to 600 feet and also requires a minimum of 40 parcels to be noticed. If that minimum standard is not met based on the 600-foot noticing radius, the notification distance would be increased by 50-foot increments until that 40 parcels is compiled, the list. All previous sections which reference noticing before, such as the one on the top here from the conditional use permit section, would now cross-reference the language being proposed, as shown on the bottom. Noticing shall be consistent with the requirements of 1702.080. So that's, it would be consistent throughout the document. Everything would just lead back to that same noticing section. The commission has been provided with a blue memo based on an email which was received from a member of the public yesterday. That email stated that there might be some unclarity when in the interpretation of this on whether it required both or one or the other. So in order to clarify that ambiguity, staff is proposing to modify the language slightly so that it's very clear that it's in addition to, not instead of. So 600-foot would always be the minimum requirement in all cases for noticing. That radius could increase, but it would not go down. So instead of exceptions to this mailing requirement are as follows. We have written in addition to the requirements stated above, just to make that very clear. Recommendation, staff recommends the Planning Commission recommend to the City Council approval of the proposed amendments to the Municipal Code Title 16 and 17 with the modified language specified in the blue memo. And happy to answer anything.
Very good. Questions for staff?
So I have a question, Nathan. You referenced the 3 other jurisdictions that have the 500-foot radius. Do you know what their minimum parcel number requirement, if any, is?
Do you? They did not have a minimum parcel. I believe it was the City of Elk Grove that had that requirement. They're the only city that had that requirement in the study cities. But the council... or at least some members of the council liked that idea and directed us to include that in.
So I know we've talked a lot about transparency and we've talked a lot about, you know, our efforts here in the City of Rockland to notice, but what, from your perspective, is really driving the reason to change what we have currently? Loaded question.
As you may recall, some of you at least, for many years, the City of Rockland did have a 600-foot noticing radius, and it was only about 3 or 4 years ago that it was changed to 300 feet to be more consistent with the state minimum and hopefully make development a little easier for people doing projects in town. That was not necessarily a unanimous position of all the members of the council at that time. When this item came back to correct a few minor inconsistencies in the code and in December, that some of the council members wanted to bring that item back up for discussion, which started the whole conversation rolling. And the current members of the council, a majority of them at least, felt that it was worth discussing, and in subsequent discussions, they landed on that they wanted to go back to 600 feet. So that's the best I can do for an explanation.
Was there a minimum parcel number in that prior?
No, okay. That is a new requirement that we had not known of anyone doing before. It came up in our research, and the council, as I said, thought that was a good idea.
Okay. So that's – so the number – where did the number come from? I'm just out of curiosity, where did – you know, was that – because you're saying that you weren't sure if some of our neighbors are using a similar number or a number at all.
I believe Elk Grove was using 40, okay. And so we just kind of glommed onto it. There was nothing magical about it.
Okay.
The concern in the discussion at council was that if you had a project, for instance, out in the far northwest corner of the city where it's all large, undeveloped commercial projects, that no one, for all practical purposes, might understand anything was happening until it started coming out of the ground. So that was what they were trying to avoid happening.
Fair enough.
And the 40 number would definitely get us to where sure. people live.
A question for county, that's my day job, sorry, city attorney, not county council. Is there a point at which we can be criticized or have exposure on the other side of going too far and encouraging, you know, opposition to projects? I mean, this doesn't seem to rise to that level to me, but it feels like at some point in time you're, you know, going a little too far perhaps.
So my good attorney answer was going to be, you know, this is exercising discretion in the city. It wouldn't be mandated by – it would be us exercising discretion on what it's saying. And we're immune for exercising our discretion. So, you know, like, you know, there's not going to be any liability or anything. It's kind of a public policy practical side, you know. And it seems to me the council has set the tone that they want to err on providing the notice and providing more notice and the broader notice so that people are aware. So kind of consistent with that. There's no liability or any precedent or anything that would come from that. That could get more people interested, but that's the public process.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions for staff? Seeing none and realizing that staff and applicant are one and the same, we'll open the floor to the public. And seeing no speakers from the public, we'll bring it back to the commission for deliberation.
I'll jump in. You know, generally speaking, my experience with other jurisdictions is 500 feet. And, you know, not knowing that we had a precedent before for 600 feet, that's good information to kind of say, do we just simply want to kind of go back to that? I worry a little bit only because, you know, 40 parcels in some of the rural areas, we can go out 2 miles and not cover 40 parcels. But I understand, you know, there's you know, a desire to be more transparent. I just want to make sure we're not putting more work on ourselves, in particular staff, you know, as we get busier in this economy. And so, I just want to make sure from a staff standpoint that this is a reasonable request. In other words, you know, this isn't seen as, oh, my gosh, we are – well exceeding the requirements of what, you know, traditionally other jurisdictions are doing. And therefore, you know, we, as Commissioner McKenzie pointed out, we put ourselves at risk on the other end of sort of going too far off in that respect. I mean, generally, I'm supportive of the idea of more transparency. It may be something that's more consistent, 500 feet and you know, no necessarily parcel number, but you know, at this point, I'm supportive of the idea. I'm just curious to see what the other commissioners think.
Well, this is clearly county council policy, so I think this emanated from the facility that was proposed across from the Whitney High School. So we were out at 600 feet before, shrunk it. Now we're going back. Is it more work for staff? Probably. Is it excessive? I don't think so, but some extra steps, some maybe extra signage. But I don't think we're, you know, will more people possibly come to, you know, meetings and stuff? Possibly. But we're on the internet, right? We post in different areas as well, you know. So this is just more focused on the mail out, I think, primarily. So if the council wants more transparency, then that's fine. I mean, we'll all have a little bit possibly more burden, but that's what we're tasked to do. So, I mean, I'm supportive of what's been proposed. And I think I read the staff report presented to council. You know, it seems like it clearly responds to their request to look at options for, you know, this. And so it doesn't seem over the top to me. A little bit more? Yeah, a little bit more, but it doesn't seem over the top to me. So
I just have one other question that you brought up. The mailings themselves, is that the responsibility of the applicant or the city? Who certifies that?
Well, the city sends out the mailings. Historically, we've required the applicant to provide the labels.
Okay. So the cost is essentially borne by the applicant.
Correct.
Is that correct? Okay.
Based upon the answer to my question, I support the project. It, you know, at some point in time, I think you start to trend towards swaying, you know, opposition to projects. In this case, it's, I think, in the best interest of the city to encourage public engagement and knowledge about what's going on in the city. That seems to be a noble objective, and so I support the changes. We've been at 600 feet. We're going back. We're adding a 40-parcel requirement to it, which is probably fine at the end of the day given the state of build-out in the city. So I, too, support the project or the request from staff and the city council.
I, too, support the project, but I do have a question. Was there any conversation between the parcels versus owners, 40 owners versus 40 parcels? Because in some areas of town, we do have multiple folks who own parcels, so they'll be notified multiple times within the radius. So was there a reason for that?
There was some discussion at the council level about that issue. That becomes a more problematic undertaking, trying to sus through the list of owners, which may or may not be consecutive in order. And so the discussion at the council was that we would just go with the parcel consistent with state law. We wouldn't deviate and try and go by 40 different owners.
Okay. I support the amendment as for the reasons given by my fellow commissioners. So with that, I will entertain a motion.
I actually have one last question before we go to
It's too late. Too late.
Has there been any conversation with, I'll say, current or potential applicants about, you know, hey, we're entertaining this change. Are you guys either supportive or opposed to it? I'm just curious, you know, for those guys teeing up to.
So staff did have conversations with applicants that it was, you know, forthcoming. And then, of course, once council took the action that evening, they made the action official that night. And so anyone coming forward, even though this ordinance hasn't been adopted yet, they were made aware. I will also tell you that the BIA was aware of this agenda item, were in attendance at the meeting, and did not share comments either on the record or with staff for or against. So they were aware of what was proposed.
No, either positive, negative, just indifference, it sounds like.
They understood what was
okay.
coming.
Okay, great.
Okay, do we have a motion?
I'll move to approve a resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Rockland recommending approval of an ordinance to the City Council of the City of Rockland to modify sections of Title 16 and 17 of the Rockland Municipal Code regarding requirements for public hearing notice requirement ZOA 2017-0001 with the incorporation of the amendments contained in the blue memo.
And a second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Seeing none, the motion is approved. So with that, we'll move on to item number 9, informational items and presentations, and there are none. Item number 10, reports and discussion items from planning commissioners. I do have a question at this point. What is the status of the design review committee meetings?
So city attorney's office asked that we advance the ordinance change prior to assembling the committee. The ordinance change has to do with the specific language of design review, and I think that's, where is that at?
Dean and I are working on specific language. We're getting close to a final draft, and so it should be coming forward fairly soon.
And so the ordinance is implementing those guidelines. There's a few provisions of the ordinance that needed modification in order to implement those guidelines.
Okay, very good. So maybe a month or two out before meetings actually occur. Is that an estimate, reasonable estimate?
Approximately.
Okay, very good. Excuse me. Item number 11, reports from city staff.
Nothing specific. I did want to make you aware of a couple of items on the council's agenda for the 28th. One is a resolution of intent to initiate the process of negotiating a development agreement for proposed redevelopment of the Rockland Golf Course site. If it moves forward, the bulk of the property would end up as permanent open space, and the remainder would be medium-density residential development as currently envisioned and being discussed. This is just the beginning steps to investigate the proposal. If the council does approve that resolution of intent, then staff's intent would be to hold a open house on April 6th at 5:30 at the Rockland Event Center. So all of you would be more than welcome to attend. And the other item is a resolution that the council will be looking at adopting with regard to demolition of the sheds at the Big Gun site. So those are both on there, and someone may or may not talk to you about them. They are on this council's agenda, and there is information on their packet online. Mark may have some other information that he wants to share if I've missed any details.
Yeah, not on those items. I had a couple questions from a couple of you about, you know, there's a few big projects kind of in the queue. They are on our transparency website. Several of them have been on there for quite some time. And so I received a couple questions from you about maybe what's coming forward in the next few months. I know we're not necessarily – I'm not asking staff to commit on the record to that. But, Brett, if you could do a quick little preview of some of the things that are forthcoming, let's say, in the next 3 to 4 months, I think that would be helpful.
Your next meeting on April 4th, the Oak Vista project will be coming back to you with a slightly revised layout for your consideration. Oak Vista is the one over in the southeast area, generally behind the Walmart.
Next to Taylor Morrison's project.
Okay. Surrounded by the Rockland 60 Taylor Morrison project. In April the 18th, the Rockland Adventure conditional use permit for the project in the quarry is anticipated to come before you, as is the Rockland Gateway, the revisions to the ZL Rockland project at Midas and Pacific Street. So both of those are fairly big projects, and we anticipate a fair amount of public interest in those. The further out we get, obviously, the shakier it gets us to certainty. In May, we're looking at Rockland Station, which is a commercial development at the intersection of Sierra College Boulevard and Interstate 80, the southwesterly corner of that interchange. Possibly the design review modifications, if we stay on track with those, would come back at that time as well for implementing the design review committees. Beyond that, we get a lot more tenuous and further out with potential meeting dates. The Sierra Gateway Apartments at Rockland Road and Sierra College Boulevard that came before you some time ago is tentatively scheduled to come back in June. That date hopefully will stay, but it could slip. They have a number of issues they're still working out. That's as far out as I really have anything to share.
I do have a couple other things for your attention. One is, speaking about the Rockland Adventures project, you'll recall that that's intended to be a design build type of effort. We're just about done with the 30% drawings. We will be advertising that project. You'll see it come out in the Placer Herald on Thursday of this week and next week. We'll be advertising at multiple other sources seeking design build firms. So if any of you know of any that are interested, we're going to be looking for them to submit their qualifications to finish, you know, the design criteria package and start and complete construction ultimately. So that's going to be advertised. It's going to be a quick turnaround. We'll need qualifications submitted. I think it's Monday, April 3rd. So they have a short window on that and then a significant amount of time to put their proposal together for, you know, pre-qualified firms. But anyways, you'll see that, and you'll see that on the website as well. There already is a web there on the city's website under the commerce section. There's information about the adventure project. We had an open house here a few weeks back, and so there's and Terry can send you this email. There's a video on what an adventure park is, some of the current drawings and the state they were at that time, a variety of information up there at FAQ if you're interested. I know you're going to be seeing it too coming before you, so keep that in mind as you consider what I've mentioned.
If I may, on your search for qualified firms, I was on an interview panel for Place Valley Tourism when they were trying to scope out and get design services for the soccer complex in West Roseville, and they had a laundry list of teams that were interested in together in those types of sports-oriented projects, so you might want to check with Place Valley Tourism for their list of – there were several that were excellent. So,
thank you. That's good input. The other thing is just a reminder, and I know you know this well, but it's maybe a good idea just to be reminded once in a while. You know, we have a lot of projects, as Brett mentioned, and others we just haven't mentioned because sometimes it's hard to remember all the projects, frankly. And we get quite a bit of input from people who are very interested or concerned about the projects. And what I find myself doing pretty frequently is reminding folks that there's a process, and with these projects it takes time. Certainly they're welcome to provide their comments, and we take them and make them part of the public record. They're welcome to come in and look at documents, but you know, we put those applications up when we receive them shortly thereafter so that people understand what is being considered. And some of those projects can take months, if not a year or more, before they come to you. And so just a reminder that as you receive questions and comments, you know, staff is not we don't have the time to send everyone every response to every question and detail they have. Many of those will be addressed through the process. So just a friendly reminder.
Okay, thank you.
I just have one question. With respect to the upcoming item regarding the big gun sheds, is that tied to the adventure park or is that completely independent?
No, the adventure park is occurring off of that parcel.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, if there's no more reports from city staff, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.